Surprise, surprise. So the bulletin says surprise, surprise. What surprise do we have today? Okay, once again, welcome to Mitake Green Chapel, the International English Service. I'm excited with this surprise today. What is this kind of surprise? Our life is full of surprises. Amen? The Word of God says, many are the plans of the man's heart, but it is the Lord's will that prevails. Okay, so this is testimony time, sharing, and also prayer request time. I will start. Today, my son is going to travel from Cebu, going to Dumaguete. Dumaguete is the place where this school or the university is. After lunchtime, this hour, they're already starting to travel from Bugo to Cebu City, which is about three hours by land trip. And in the evening, they will be traveling by ship from 10 o'clock in the evening, and they will arrive the next island at 4 o'clock a.m. Quite a long trip. But I'm really grateful for how God answered all my prayers and took care of all my worries. As I have shared to you before, financially I am drained. We are drained, but God redirected me about the word trust. I am a warrior. I'm a warrior. So it's one of the things that really very difficult for me. But God. Not a warrior. I'm a warrior, but I'm kind of weak, very weak warrior. So I became a warrior. But really, God has taken care of everything. In fact, there are people whom I haven't met ever who volunteered to really provide. It's a surprise to me, but I said, I'm going to accept that because God, this is God's way. It's not my way, but it's God's way. Everything was taken care of. Chris' program requires him to pay full tuition fee. We thought we're going to pay only about 1/5 of it, but the university requires him to pay 100%. Because the program is different. So, of course, as a mother, I don't know. But, it explains everything. I'm a warrior. But God really provided everything. His tuition fee is paid off, and then the meal, the dormitory, and now also the traveling from Bugo. My friend took care of the fare. Yes. So I'm so grateful to God. And there's a plus, because another social worker, who is also a friend of my friend, is accompanying them going to Dumaguete. And that social worker has been to Japan, and she can speak Japanese. And it's a plus because Chris has difficulty in expressing himself in English and in the language. But because of Princess is the name of another social worker. She can interpret for Chris. So she has been very helpful to Chris. For 2 weeks, Chris stayed in one of our godparents, and everything was in English. So he had a good time practicing his English there for 2 weeks. And for the last week, this week, he spent the time in the orphanage where my friend Colin is the social worker. So he has 30 brothers and sisters in the orphanage. And he has been very helpful to them. He taught them how to use the computer, and he taught them some skills also that he learned from Japan. And all the kids love him very much. And Chris also already forgot to communicate with me because he had a lot of time communicating with the rest of the kids. Yeah, God is really good, and I'm so thankful for how God really corrected me, that I have to put my trust in Him. I have asked God many times questions, but His answer is, refocus yourself to me. Yeah, it's been a very stressful month, weeks, days, but God is still good. He has been very gracious and kind to me and compassionate. He speaks to me all the time despite of my hard-headedness. And I would say unrepentant heart. But God is really very gracious and kind. So I have also come into a deep, I would say, realization that I really need people in my life. Like God provided me this church, you as my family, to remind me that I'm not alone. I may be alone in my house, but I'm not alone in spirit. I know people are praying for me. I know people from all other areas that are really connected and concerned with me are praying for me. And I can sense every time I spend time with the Lord, I can sense that people are just... it seems like I can see all their prayers passing through. Like, I'm an imaginative person, but I'm just overwhelmed. Like, God will remind me of names of people that this, she is remembering you, he is remembering you, this person remembers. So something like that. So it's just so overwhelming in my part, knowing that I'm not the one alone. I'm not the only person praying for myself, but people are praying for me and for my son and for our family. My husband may have spoken a final word, but God's word is final. It's His word that is final. And I'm just trusting on God about it. It may be very difficult for me, but nothing is difficult to God. Nothing is difficult to God. So I'm continually putting my trust on the Lord. Really. And thank you for being an inspiration for me. Because when I saw the faces, when I pray, when I saw these faces, I can see how God works in your lives and how God has been faithful in your lives. And it reminded me that, see, these are my children and you are my child. What I have done to this person, I can also do to you. What I have done in this family, I can also do to you. So nothing is too hard. Nothing is too difficult for the Lord. And I'm so thankful. I'm really very much thankful for God's continuous provision, not only financially, but most especially spiritually. Thank you so much. I can't say more, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I think that speaks all. I'm so grateful and thankful to the Lord for all of you. For everyone who prayed for me. Thank you so much.
My name's Tim. We had an appointment for our son to see a doctor on Wednesday, and we just couldn't get him to go. Couldn't get him to get ready to go. I called Art, and Art asked me to put it on speakerphone, and Art was trying to talk to my son for, I don't know, probably half an hour or more, and we couldn't persuade him to go. So We have another appointment for next Wednesday at 11 o'clock, and we're just praying that we'll be able to persuade him then. I don't know if you want to say anything, Art. If you have anything to say, I'd appreciate it about this situation. But that's my prayer request for next Wednesday at 11 o'clock for our son. Thank you.
I'm Art. I'm going to call him on Tuesday night, and I'm going to tell him that I'm coming on Wednesday to take him to the doctor, not to argue. So unless he disinvites me, he'll be going to the doctor. I will carry him out to the car. If he wants to be an adult, he can walk out. But he will go this Wednesday. But pray that I don't have to physically remove him from the house.
Good afternoon. My name is Fernando. Thank you. I think we all, this afternoon is about our children, so I stay with Michelle, same thing. I'm going to see my son in Tokyo this from today to Tuesday, and just want to spend some time with him and see what he's in his mind and how can I give him some advice or something, but pray that there'll be a good time with my son. I miss him a lot. He's my second son. His name is Riquito. He was the one that talked more with me, and I want him to continue going to church and see what he wants to do. So it was different things that happened, but there was an opportunity to go. I wanted to go see him, but I was invited for an interview, but so because of the interview, I decided to go. But they canceled the interview, so I'm still going. So God made a way that I will go to see my son. That was the main purpose. And, yeah, continue praying for my son, Ryo King, in the United States. He's trying to study and work, so please pray for him, that the God guide him and he can ask for advice and to follow God's will in his life. And I want to thank everybody about Guatemala, the volcano. My family, thanks the Lord, is okay. My mother's house is about 50 kilometers from the place where the ashes fell. And we thought that as we were singing today, I realized that we sing to the Lamb. And he's in the throne, but it's a mercy throne because I'm not better, and my mom is not better than the ones that die in the volcano, and she was just missed a few. But so I praise the Lord that he has mercy on me and all my family in Guatemala, that we're not hurt by them. But my two younger brothers went to help, but there's no way to reach the people because it's too hot. And the ashes by the volcano are too hot when they fall, so you cannot get close to it anyway. So by the house, when the ashes come, it's already cold, so it's just dirt. But near the closest you get to the volcano is too hot. So just pray for the comfort for the ones that survive. And this situation does not make it a more difficult problem because there's so much political problems in the country, and this can cause some friction with the politicians. So it was a tragedy, and we suffer for the tragedy. But I want to pray that the government and the people stay in peace and that there no be a disturbance after this. And thank you. I'll be gone till Wednesday, so I'll be back next Sunday, and I appreciate your prayers this week, spending with my son, Riquito. And I pray that this time you have the rest for me and then for Makiko and my in-laws, because we need some rest in this time. So thank you.
everyone. My name is Grace. I'm just here to thank God for the family here in Mitaki. It's always good to see all of you. And I want to thank God because of Roel. It's long since we saw him. Maybe 2 or 3 months ago he came, and today he's here with us. And he's part of us. They live in Miyoshi. So this morning I received a message from his wife. They were to come together, but she's not feeling well. She has a problem with her eyes, and she doesn't know why. She told me maybe her blood sugar is high or something. She doesn't know, so she might go to the doctor for checkup. But I just want to thank God because of them, because even though they live very far, and even though we cannot see them like for months, but they are part of us, you know. It just encourages me to be able to know that we are all scattered all over this city, but we are one family. And so let's pray for one another. People have difficult times, especially for them, you know. Many of you know, or you don't know, they just moved to Japan recently, and it's not easy settling back in Japan or settling in Japan for them, and they're still trusting God to find jobs, stable jobs, and this kind of things, just to get used to life in Japan. So let's pray for them. Yeah, let's pray for them. They are part of us. They really love this family, you know. They are messaging me all the time to know how the church is going, and I really appreciate that. And not just for them, for our brothers and sisters whom we don't see every Sunday here for one or two challenges, you know. This week I met Mark and one of his friends, his workmates. We just met in the park near my house, and like, we cannot just believe we can meet people from Mitaki near our house, you know. Yeah, and even Joyce is surprised because I was taking her from school and suddenly we see someone from Mitaki, and for her it's like unbelievable, you know, how can someone from Mitaki be here? So it was Mark. So they work on the island, but they come to shop on the mainland, which is just Ujina Port, and we live there. So we met by God's design, and his friend said, unfortunately, he has to work almost every Sunday, so he cannot come here. But, you know, it's just so good to know that we have brothers and sisters who cannot come to church on Sunday, but they are part of us. So let's pray for them. We don't have to know them by their names, but God knows them. And I just told him, let's keep praying that God will help you to find a flexible schedule whereby even if it's once or twice a month you can be able to join us, it will still be good. But even if you don't come, you have your brother with you. He's always coming, and I hope they still do the Bible study together, and they just keep growing in the things of God. So please, let's pray for our brothers and sisters, for Roel and his wife is Ayaka, for God to open a way for a job for them and to just settle well in Japan and in Hiroshima, and just to continue being part of the fellowship. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Just want to update about my family. My sister is still in the house, and I think time that we may need to decide that she is continue working in the same company or not. At this point, she's still having a dizziness and the vomiting. Last Saturday, my sister had rashes in her body. Maybe she got some kind of side effect. I'm not sure, but she got to go to the hospital, and they gave her medicine for rashes, but she's still like taking IV every week, once a week. And she's not getting better, so please pray for my sister. My sister's name is Yuko. Also, my father, he's been having a problem with the leg. He's been having diabetes for over 10 years, maybe. More than 10 years, I'm sorry. 15, 16 years, I think. He's totally blind person now for over 10 years. And now his leg, the blood is not circulating well. And one of the doctors said that he got to get the surgery to open the vessel to make the blood circulation better so that he doesn't need to cut off his leg. But yesterday, he went to see a doctor, and a different doctor said, just wait, because he's not having any pain in the leg. And because of also his age, he's over 80, doctor wants to see a little more longer. I don't know. But I'm just praying for, well, my mother wants to take care of that business sooner. Because right now he doesn't have any pain, but if he waits longer, it might get worse and it might be difficult to stay in a hospital. So she's just hoping, especially right now, my mother is taking care of my sister and my father. It's tremendous burden to my mom. I'm trying to help mom in a weekend, but at the same time, I got to work and it'll be difficult for my mom to take care of two people, sick people in the house. But we cannot force it. I'm praying. Please pray for my father and my sister. And also please pray for my mother that she can get the strength from God to take care of my sister and father. And also, please pray for my family's salvation. Thank you.
Well, another praise report. Last Friday night, do you remember Joseph? Joseph Monsanto. So Joseph sent a message to inform us that he is back in Japan. Yeah. His flight was yesterday at about 7:30 in the morning. So he was supposedly scheduled to be back at the end of this month, but suddenly the company requested immediate workers. Five of them should be sent soon, and one of him was chosen. So that's why it was a good thing that he didn't go back to Davao. He has been in Manila for quite some time, but days ago, he actually planned to go back to Mindanao to just stay there and wait until the time that he will be called again. And then suddenly he was told that you are chosen to come back soon. So it was a good thing that he didn't go back to Mindanao. And yeah, they left on Saturday. No, Ihime. Was that Ihime? Ehime. Yeah. So he is back in Ehime. I told him, if you have time, so please come to the church. And then he said, yeah, if I will be settled, then one day he will come to visit the church. Another praise report, Reden found a church. Yeah. Yeah. It's really God's way of taking care of his children. Now, Reden, I think he said 2 hours away from where he lives, but he's having motorcycle, so he goes by motorcycle. At least he already found a church. It's quite far. 2 hours by motorcycle is quite far, knowing that the road in the Philippines is not as good as in Japan. But yeah, thank you very much for praying for him. Thank you also very much for praying for Joseph. All right. Okay, let's come to the Lord in prayer.